My guest at this time is Judge Roy Moore, twice the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. He is now a candidate for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Alabama in the special election to replace Senator-turned-Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He joins me now to discuss why he's running and how he plans to contend with the increasingly crowded GOP field. And Judge Moore, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. It's nice to be with you.
There is technically, of course, an incumbent in this race, since former State Attorney General Luther Strange was appointed to the vacant seat by the now resigned ex-governor Robert Bentley. But what about Senator Strange's performance, whether in the Senate or his record before taking office, convinces you that Alabama can do better?
Well, I think that my qualifications just are better for the office of Senate. I've got a military background. I've got a judicial background. I understand the Constitution. I'm not going to criticize my opponent, but he was appointed by the governor, and the law provided that an election should be held forthwith. So treating him as an incumbent isn't exactly what they should be doing. But anyway, that's up to the National Republican Senate Commission, and I think that, or committee, that's what they've elected to do.
And we'll talk about that a little bit more in just a moment. Why did you decide to run for the Senate? Why do you want to be there, and what can the people from Alabama expect from you if you're elected?
Well, I think I can take the values of this state and my particular qualifications to the Senate to help us get this country back to what it should be. I've had a lot of study in the Constitution of the United States, understand its meaning, and I understand how far away we've drifted from that document. And of course, underlying all of this is our virtue and our morality, which comes from God, and we're trying to deny that God upon which our morality is founded.
How do you expect that to manifest in the Senate? What issues, what topics, whether it's judicial confirmations, which I know you're very much familiar with, or any other issues, how do you see yourself getting active on those issues in the Senate?
Well, all the issues that arise in the Senate, whether it be foreign relations, the military, health care, domestic issues, immigration, all go back to basic understanding of what the federal government should do and what it should not do. The Tenth Amendment, as we know, says the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or the people. Yet we see the federal government, particularly in the way of the judicial branch, stepping into state powers like marriage and divorce and dictating such issues that they should have no jurisdiction over. Likewise, the federal government, executive orders coming out of the former Obama administration about transgender bathrooms, clearly is not within his power to tell the states they have to allow create transgender bathrooms in all their businesses and home or, you know, public institutions. So I think there's a lot that we can learn from the past and take this nation forward in the future.
We're talking with Judge Roy Moore. And, sir, let's talk a little bit about the controversies and the run-ins you've had with the federal government. As many folks know, you've not only been Chief Justice twice in Alabama, but removed twice, once over a federal court order to remove the Ten Commandments from the courthouse, and later for standing up, as you just mentioned a moment ago, to what you see as the Supreme Court's intrusion into state matters on the definition of marriage. What do those drawn-out battles tell voters about you?
Well, first, it tells a lot about the political system in which we are in. I was removed in 2003, but in 2015, they couldn't get up enough votes to remove me, so they suspended me for 2 years, 4 months, and without pay and without health benefits. Basically, it's a removal, but they couldn't do it rightfully under the law, so they created a new system to accomplish the same end. So, you know, when you oppose a political agenda or an agenda that's going on with same-sex marriage, even if you do it legally, they're going to take actions to take you out. And we see that all across our country, that religious liberty is being interfered with, whether you're a baker in a cake bakery or a florist, or you put on a wedding chapel. If you don't accept what they say is legal, then you're going to be taken out.
Judge Moore, for those who aren't all that familiar with what happened in the fight over marriage in Alabama, what was it that you did and the instructions you gave to the probate court judges?
Well, I advised the probate judges that they were still under injunction that was issued by the Alabama Supreme Court and had not been removed. And for that, the opposition said I told the probate judges to disobey a federal court order. I never did such a thing. But, of course, it's fit their agenda, and it followed in the 2003 case over the Ten Commandments where I did not follow a federal district court order to remove the Ten Commandments because it would violate my oath. So they tried to transpose that into telling probate judges to do something, which I did not do. In fact, my order said I cannot give you guidance in this area. But in fact, the federal district judge who I supposedly offended came back later on June 7th of 2016 and said that basically my order had a legal basis. And an injunction once rendered cannot be changed except by that court that gave it or a higher court, which would be the United States Supreme Court. Neither the United States Supreme Court or the Alabama Supreme Court have revoked that injunction. In fact, after I gave my order, the Alabama Supreme Court on their own upheld those injunctive relief.
Your critics, as you know, would say it shows your refusal to honor rulings from other courts. What's your rebuttal to that?
Of course, that's completely false. The United States Supreme Court in Obergefell did not rule on the Alabama case, did not rule on anything in the 11th Circuit. It ruled in the 6th Circuit from the states of Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Tennessee. Everyone knows, and Federal Rule 65 basically states this, an injunction can only be given to the parties or agents, officers, servants, or employees of parties or those acting in concert with such individuals. The United States Supreme Court, in ruling same-sex marriage, did not automatically moot any cases that were out there. And this was very clear in the 8th Circuit, which ruled on 3 cases that they explicitly stated the United States Supreme Court decision did not automatically moot their case. They then followed that precedent, which is the way courts would do. But in Alabama, the Alabama Supreme Court, after Obergefell, upheld its injunctions in its ruling on sanctity of marriage amendment. So until the United States Supreme Court overturns the Alabama Supreme Court, we still have in our state an injunction, although it's not being enforced, against same-sex marriage.
We're talking with Judge Roy Moore. And, Judge, as you've probably noticed, Washington is more than a little bit dysfunctional right now. What do you think is the cause for that, and how can you be a part of the solution?
Well, I think that the dysfunctionability, if you call it, we call it, is out of the sense that they're not following the Constitution. The filibuster rule itself seems to violate the Constitution's way of settling issues before the Senate and the House. In fact, I read this morning where, of course, the Vice President serves in the Senate as the final vote if there's a equal split. Well, that means the majority rules. But in the Senate, they have a rule that you have to have 60 votes to bring an issue to the floor. And if you don't have, it's a filibuster rule, if you don't have 60 votes and you can't hear it unless they make an exception. Well, that contradicts the Constitution itself, because a majority vote in the Senate should carry the day, and you don't need 60 votes to bring it to the floor.
What's your, this is obviously a very broad question, but what's your evaluation of President Trump? Do you find yourself in agreement with him on most issues? Are you with him on some and skeptical on others? How do you view his approach to the office right now on a lot of the key issues that you care about most?
Well, I think if you asked me that, and most people would say, do I support Trump or not? And I do support President Trump's agenda, but it's nothing new to me. In March of 2011, when I was in Iowa prior to the election of Barack Obama for his second term, I spoke about national issues, and I actually printed out my position on such issues as illegal immigration, health care, foreign relations, of different education, military, and basically those are the same issues that are now before the United States Congress. Health care, for example, I talked about socialized medicine. I did not talk about Obamacare because Obamacare hadn't come about at that time. But Obamacare is basically socialized medicine. And when we start that, which we already started in some of our institutions, you know, you're stepping into a quagmire that's going to cost the American people billions of dollars, and they're not going to get quality health care, and they're not going to get the latest technology, and they're not going to be satisfied with what they got. And I think people feel that about Obamacare. They want it repealed. I would vote to repeal the whole thing and open the states to free trade in that area. That would reduce the cost and make health care more available to people. So that's just one issue that's before the Congress. Education is another, in Common Core. You know, I remember a time in Ronald Reagan's term where he spoke about the imposition of the federal government in areas like such as education. And yet we see Republican and Democrat administrations both proposing education policies for the states. I think the states are well aware of how to educate children. After all, that's where these people in Washington come from, various states. And to think that they know better how to educate the children than the people of Alabama is ridiculous. And to push Common Core, which is an education agenda, indoctrination, I should say, on this state is wrong. Now, military, I support his increase in military spending. I think we should have a strong military. I think we should go back to the discipline that I learned at the United States Military Academy at West Point, that soldiers were there for a purpose, and they like discipline, and they need discipline, and they need a well-ordered structure. We've had great interference with that, with this homosexual agenda that's come about in our country. There's just a lot of things that I've talked about, that I've experienced in life, that I think could help in the United States Senate.
What do you make of this crowded field as we talk here at the beginning of the week, just as we're about to hit the deadline for filing? Congressman Brooks is in the race. He's not exactly an establishment darling either. So what do you make of the field, and how do you distinguish yourself from it?
Well, I think everyone has a right to run, you know, in any election. And, of course, this is a special election, and many people are getting into the election. I think I will be distinguished in this crowd. It's not just what I say, it's what I have done. I have stood for the principles of this state and the people of this state. I've stood against the federal government in a legal manner, and yet, you know, I've been suspended from office, and that's true. But the National Republican Senate Committee is obviously in opposition to what I stand for, because they're vocally restricting consultants against Strange. You can go to Judge Roy Moore for Senate.com and find out many of these issues. But, you know, they've actually entered in and promised to fund the present senator's campaign with $1.6 million, which they say is $2.6 million, I'm sorry, which they say is a mere fraction of what they'll spend. Well, this trying to control the people of Alabama just doesn't work. And it's futile to do so. They know better than to be controlled by people in Washington, D.C. They see me as an outsider, and I recognize I'm not an insider to Washington, D.C.
You mentioned the money that the National Republican Senatorial Committee is putting in. The Senate Leadership Fund, which is connected to the Majority Leader, has had very harsh statements about you and about Congressman Brooks. So they're clearly in for Senator Strange as well. You mentioned that you don't think the people of Alabama will be swayed by this, but what do you make of such a heavy imprint on this primary from the National Party?
Well, they didn't do it about anybody else but me. They did it after I announced that I was in the race. They took these actions. For example, Representative Brooks has just gotten into the race. They had already restricted consultants. They had already imposed large amounts of money for Senator Strange. So they did it because I'm in the race, and they know that I will not follow an agenda of anyone else. I'll do what I believe is right under the Constitution and in the sight of the people of this state.
Judge Moore? So well, sir, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's wrong for them to try to control the people of this state, and they're going to face the consequences.
Judge Moore will certainly be following the race. We will point out that the primary is in August, and then the runoff for the nomination is in September, and then the final election when there are Democratic and Republican nominees will be in December. Sir, we thank you for your time and hope we can check in with you as we get closer to the primary day.
And, Greg, let me say, if you'll just repeat that, Judge Roy Moore for Senate.com, people will know what I stand for, and they can read about what's going on in Alabama.
Judge Roy Moore for Senate.com is where you can learn more about the Senate campaign of Judge Roy Moore, of course, twice the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.